Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Happy's mom, and you're listening to Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Happy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, we'll hit it.
All right.
Happy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Happy, happy, happy. This is Happy Hour with Happy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. No, the source of trending topic. We the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-B-B-E.
What today is, I'm going to tell you.
If you notice more than a few unicorns today, you're not just seeing things.
Did you know that it is National Unicorn Day?
Unicorns! Unicorns, I love them. Unicorns, I love them.
Today is National Unicorn Day!
He's a unicorn.
Here's your unicorn. When the graceful white horse with the single forehead horn.
It's like little beanie unicorn.
Celebrate National Unicorn Day.
Oh, yeah. I really don't have a comment about it. It's a really random day. I've always wondered who comes up with these national days. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. It was funny. Today at my day job, my boss was like, hey, you're doing a good job recording these commercials. I've been recording commercials for different companies. And he's like, you definitely don't do the Hoppy Hour voice. And then I was like, wow, people listen to my show. And I definitely turn it up on here a little bit. I'm not at work like, oh yeah, go to your local Walmart and have Bluebell ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things I recorded today. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Alrighty. Let's see what the hell was going on last night when it comes to late night TV. Let me see who was doing the jokes. It was Fallon, Myers, and Colbert. Colbert is going to have a long-winded joke, and Myers and Fallon have a chance to be funny.
The price of a Mega Millions ticket went from $2 to $5. Mm. Yeah. America's like, damn, even losing money got more expensive.
Dude, Jimmy Fallon, a lot of times laugh at his own jokes and can be annoying. But my goodness, has he been funny recently.
Bruce Springsteen announced last week he will release a collection of 83 songs, including 74 of which have never been officially released before. 74 new songs. Did he do one for every factory that closed in New Jersey?
Meh.
By the way, when this collection comes out, give your dad a little space. This.
What is that comedian voice? Seth Meyers has it. Mark Norman has it. John Mulaney has it. I don't know if he took it from Seinfeld.
By the way, when this collection comes out, give your dad a little space. This will be the closest he ever gets to menopause.
Wow.
The Rhode Island man lost 132 pounds by eating Chick-fil-A every day for more than a year.
It's going to be some joke about religion or God.
Did he eat the napkins?
Not what I thought that was going to go to.
Scientists said that they resurrected a species of wolf that went extinct over 12,000 years ago, making it the world's first successfully de-extincted animal.
Ooh.
Yeah, I read about it in a new science journal called What Could Possibly Go Wrong?
Not as good as the first joke, but still better than Colbert. So it is the Masters this week, and my grandpa used to love to watch golf, and I find it boring.
Mm-hmm.
If you're feeling groggy, no. No one left the gas on. It's the Masters.
I just...
As we await our players on top of the leaderboard to tee off, now might be the perfect time to take that nap. We'll keep our voices down. And in fact, Vern Lundquist is asleep right next to me here in the booth.
I love Vern Lundquist. Just your typical old school, old boomer.
I'd like to ask our
slash great generation,
our audio technician in the truck, to give me just a touch of reverb as you rest easy and drift off for just a cat nap.
All right, I'm getting a spam call. I love telling them they're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Thank you so much for your time.
Bye-bye.
Those ass wipes. That's the way to do it, guys. If you are ever getting a spam phone call, what you ought to do is just go, hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on Hoppy Hour. That's the way to spread it. You know what I mean? So taxes are due very soon. And here is a kid's mindset of taxes.
Now, an ordinary kid on taxes.
Okay. My mom asked, what do you know about taxes? I said, like the state was the Alamo. She said, no, taxes, where you work for money and the government then takes them. That sounds totally sus. Mom said, with taxes, if you clean your room for $5, you'll only get $3.50. Man, what could I buy with that? Half a fruit snack? Mom said the only way to get all taxes is to die or be a rich white guy. So.
So true.
As of today, I identify as a rich white guy. Thank you.
This has been an ordinary kid on taxes.
So, I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that I love going to theme parks. When it comes to like a local theme park, like not like going to Busch Gardens or anything. But I like, you know, going to like your local church will have like, you know, their own little carnival or a circus kind of vibe. You can get like fried Oreos or a root beer float. It is going to be carnival season. And no, I don't have Busch Garden tickets to give away. But I do have a new comedy bit. So you have Busch Gardens in Florida. You got Disneyland and Disney World. You got Cedar Point for all my Cleveland listeners. Now it's Tariffland.
Mm-hmm. Grab your passport and your pocketbook and bring your family to Tariffland. Where every ride is a roller coaster of international trade. Scream your way through the inflation station. Test your nerves on the supply chain swing. And don't miss our hottest attraction, the free trade drop tower. It's mostly safe unless someone imposes sanctions mid-ride. Tariffland, where the only thing higher than the rides are the import taxes. Fun, it's a non-negotiable good.
Oh, we're living in such a good time right now. Speaking of tariffs and everything becoming more expensive, an expert says an iPhone would cost more if it was made in the U.S.
That would be like me watching an NBA game being like, oh, it's easy to score a basket. The reality is it's the most complex supply chain in the world. And they're able to make them at $1,000 is because of the supply chain that's really been built over the last decade. You build that in the U.S., there'll be $3,500 iPhones. It would take Apple $30 billion in 3 years to move just 10% of the supply chain to the U.S.
I still don't quite understand why Trump's doing it, but that's for a side note. That's for another show. I try not to get political on him. All right. Thinking about things getting more expensive just makes me mad. So we're going to come back on Hoppy Hour and get this party going right after this.
Happy Hour.
Happy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Take a walk across the track where you see junkies, fiends, and rock. Calicoes and cha-cha, infrared despatch. And my knockers got on the Reeboks with them baby nines tough. Hollin', I don't give a fuck, you love your hood, then throw it up. Now where the players, predators, we need a meal, man. 2 days for Christmas, then I gotta pay the bills, man. So I'm on the rainy night with a gangster who don't play no games. He like them 40s, and them 40s don't get jammed, man. Now you won't be gangster, step to me, and you gon' disappear. My mama raised all dicks, it ain't no pussy here. I love them gangsters, from the little ones to the OGs. From the wee papers to the optimal leads, we blow trees. So think about it, when you stuck in that water, you want a thug, but you gotta thug hard. Show you a game. Show you gonna be a gangster. Boots, I'm thuggin', I ain't begging out from nothing, I'm about bust. I hear so to show you wanna be a gangster. Boots, I'm thuggin', I ain't begging out from nothing, I'm about bust. I hear you. So to show you wanna be a gangster. Boots, I'm thuggin', I ain't begging out from nothing, I'm about bust. For real. So to show you wanna be a gangster. Boots, I'm thuggin', I ain't begging out from nothing, I'm about bust. Verse 2, for them niggas who knock, who really wanna chop. For them niggas who change like crazy, make me write that animosity. For the niggas who rap about you, but that only make you better. Every time I hear my name, it's like another love letter. This for them niggas worse than you do. For the niggas who petty jack, for throwbacks and boo-boo. For the niggas who said it's stack, you play them, they'll shoot you. For the one who drive hits on you bitches like that voodoo. You don't know about the game, you need a nigga to come and school you. You don't know about this pain, your closest nigga here fool you. You bustin', you bang, but you better get your bread. Cause niggas coming to get you behind the color blue or red. Another shot of that hand, I'm gon' be tipsin', man. Since they killed soldier, you would never catch me slippin', man. Let's grip this thing and fill out enemies with high lead. Bury me thuggin', I ain't scared, just like Pac said. But I'm tired of running from guns, yeah. Too much smoke in my lungs, but they keep calling back, so I gotta make runs. Look here, show you wanna be a gangster. Boots, I'm thuggin', I ain't begging out from nothing, I'm about bust. I hear you. So show you wanna be a gangster. Boots, I'm thuggin', I ain't begging out from nothing, I'm about bust. I hear you. So show you wanna be a gangster. Boots, I'm thuggin', I ain't begging out from nothing, I'm about bust. For real. Show you wanna be a gangster. Boots, I'm thuggin', I ain't begging out from nothing, I'm about bust. You show about this shit, you don't know about this shit. Well, it's you down to bust the head.
Can't you know I ain't scared?
Well, it take way more than how you cross the track to the death. Since you won't tap that on your arm, you gotta be about that.
You gotta be about that.
Look, meet me at 12 on the corner in the project. I feel you real, but I don't know, cause we ain't ride yet. Now show me where them niggas that who playin' with my son. I'ma hit him up, you walk over him, knock out his lungs. And tell that nigga something gangster when you hit him up. Like what? Oh, you playin', huh? Blah, blah. And now we scratchin' off the scene in the El Camino. Straight to the river where the killers throw the black ninas. Now you a fishin', nigga. My nigga, one love. Anybody play with you, they get they issue, nigga. We got them 45s and 38s, 22s and 25s. 12 gauges that come from lock with 100 buckshots. What? You niggas scared cause don't get home and you ain't seen them yet. And them green eyes fucking with you and you're dreaming that. It's consequences when you thug, you better ask my cousin Bronson. They done cut his brace off and separate him from the jungle. Yeah, real nigga, yeah. So show you wanna be a gang. You wanna gang.
You don't get out of here, boy. It's real out here. Look, check this out.
Listen clear when I rap and I can teach you boy some knowledge. You ain't peeping my knowledge. All you seeing is the violence. So show you wanna be a gangster.
Answer that,
yeah, 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 yeah. Listen clear when I rap and I can teach you boy some knowledge. You ain't peeping my knowledge. All you seeing is the violence. So show you wanna be a gangster. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no way to begin a Tuesday than with some Webby. 856-49-HAPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Harvey Weinstein to the New York Times. This is not The Onion. I feel for Baldoni. You cherry-picked info to fit your narrative. Harvey Weinstein is backing Justin Baldoni in his legal battle against Blake Lively and blasting the New York Times for doing the same thing to him. Oh, if I'm Justin Baldoni, I'm speaking up right now and being like, I want to be nowhere near compared to you. Baldoni was shunned essentially for just being himself, and Harvey Weinstein's a rapist. So yeah, that is I know good.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if I am Justin Baldoni, I'm just running from this. And a spokesperson for the New York Times tells TMZ, our comprehensive investigation into the allegations of sexual harassment and abuse against Mr. Weinstein was rigorously reported over many months and based on the record interviews, legal settlements paid to accusers and other documents. None of the facts in our coverage are in dispute. Mr. Weinstein acknowledged his misconduct in a statement that was published in full in the Times. He has since been criminally convicted. Yeah, again, I'm Baldoni. I speak up right now and go, you know what? Don't even put me in the same territory as him. Get away from me. Russell Brand will be speaking at Florida College. And I was actually listening to Russell Brand's old radio show last night. This just in. I know about a lot of radio shows. And he had a pretty wild radio show in like 07. And he was just talking about banging girls and partying hard. And I was like, yeah, different times, folks. D.L. Hewley, who I don't even want to play the audio. He ripped Bill Maher for visiting the White House. And the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we need to get over it. Life's too short. I'm very mad right now at Donald Trump because I think he's a piece of garbage. But get over it. Mark Hoppus says he was suicidal when Blink 182 broke up. And like, I've been there before. When you feel like everything is ruined, you start getting those thoughts. But then you have to remember that, like, there is a quote. I get quotes all day long about death. I know that doesn't sound healthy, but it actually really helps me out. And there's a quote that I get all the time that says, death is only the end if you think about you. And like, if Mark Hoppus would have taken his life, all his loved ones would have been sad. White Lotus creator Mike White went on Howard Stern's show, and the composer quit the show, and Mike White said the composer leaving is a bitch move, which honestly, this kind of reminds me a little bit of like when I left 102.5 The Bone and Mike Kelta got his panties in a bunch. It's like, you don't always need to be at a job forever.
Mm-hmm.
Narcissist.
What happened to you with this guy who makes the music is great on the show. I mean, it is just so fucking eerie and weird, and I don't even know what's going on. But the guy who makes the music was giving you a hard time, and you and you got what happened there?
I think
he just sounds like a smarmy douchebag.
I honestly don't know what happened, except now I'm reading his interviews because he decides to do some PR.
I just don't like this guy's voice. He sounds like a bitch.
Campaigned about him leaving the show. Yeah. And reading.
And you know he's got a messed up mind if he's doing incest on his show.
The interviews, I just realized he, you know, I don't know. I just don't think he respected me. I think he basically.
Well, it's never a you problem with narcissists.
He like wants people to know that he's edgy and dark. And
is that you talking about yourself?
And I don't know, like I watch reality TV. I don't know what he's, but so yeah, so I realized like, cause we never really even fought. I don't know what he's talking, he's supposed to be feuded. I don't think I ever had a fight with him, except maybe some emails. But it was just basically like me giving him notes, you know, like I just don't think he likes to have to go through the process of getting notes from me or wanting revisions. Or
that's such a boomer Gen X thing to write notes.
Or whatever, because I guess he just didn't respect me, you know.
Yeah, I bet you're hard to respect.
So, like, I knew he was not, like, a team player and that he wanted to do it his way or whatever, but I just didn't, yeah, I was thrown that he would, like, go to the New York Times to shit on me in the show, like, 3 days before.
It seems like everyone goes to the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
The finale, it was, like, kind of a bitch.
Well, first of all, but Mike, you're the director. You have a vision.
Ah, of course, Stern's going to kiss his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't take care of anybody on his crew, though.
You have a vision for the music, and anyone that you hire to do the music, they gotta go with your vision. That's it.
All right. That's Stern talking about himself. There you go. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. So Hawk 2 is going to be collaborating with Glenn Powell on this new Hulu show called Chad Powers. I will be sure not to say that. So freaking sick of Hawk 2. Huh? Although I like when a girl does it to me. Rosie O'Donnell's troubled daughter files to change last name after mom cut her out of the $80 million will. And Rosie, honestly, you're probably the reason your daughter has issues. I bet you were an absent mom. I bet you were awful to be around and just not the nicest person. So that does not surprise me one bit that you would leave him out of the will. All you've done your whole career is talk about other people and then get mad when people do it to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's an interesting video. Justin Bieber freaked out on the paparazzi, which is like what you're not supposed to do because you're just giving them fuel.
Oh, good morning. No, not good morning. You already know.
Yeah, he's definitely going through it.
Already here. You already know. You just want money. Money, 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 money.
Yeah, he's off his rocker. He's like doing the little money sign, kind of like what Johnny Manziel did going up to each paparazzi. They're just filming him in his face. Such ass wipes. It is hard times, Justin.
Get out of here, money.
That's
all you care about, money? That's all you care about, guys. It's money. You don't care about people. Only
they don't. Do you care about people?
Money. Only money. No people. You don't care about human beings.
Oh, geez.
Go. Go.
They're not leaving.
Go.
Oh, wow. That went really well. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773.
Happy Hot Topic. Brittany Cartwright shares that her and Jax Taylor's son, Cruz, has been diagnosed with autism.
Yeah, I have a few friends that are autistic, the Hammer and Hank show that I produce, and then my boy Nick that you can see all over my social media, and they really are beautiful people.
During an interview with People magazine published April 9th, the Valley star gets candid about her son's development and at what point she knew something changed. Telling the outlet, he crawled early, he walked early, he was talking, he was saying mommy, daddy. Then as he got closer to two, we started noticing that he was regressing in his speech. He stopped talking almost completely. And that's Brittany sad. Goes on to explain that the three-year-old is now mostly nonverbal and will, quote, sporadically say different words. But one thing Cruz has not...
That's strange. Leave me a voicemail. 856-49-HOPPY. Why did they regress?
Not said to her is, quote, I love you, which Brittany admits is, quote, difficult, but he is so loving and he shows me he loves me every single day.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times these people that are awful human beings like Brittany Cartwright and Jax Taylor, a lot of times they're given a challenge like having an autistic kid.
He is such a mommy's boy. And despite the challenges Brittany and Cruz will face going forward, she notes that she, quote, couldn't imagine her life being different.
Ah, that's good. And then, let me see what the hell's going on here. Speaking of parents.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Tallulah Willis is weighing in about her life with a blended family. The youngest daughter of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore is no stranger to navigating life with a former step-parent after her mother's six-year marriage to Ashton Kutcher and
I bet he cheated on her all the time.
Ended in 2011. And as Gwyneth Paltrow and her husband, Brad Falchuk, detailed their experience merging their family in the April 7th episode of the Goop podcast, the 31-year-old couldn't help but weigh in. Commenting on Gwyneth's Instagram post about the episode, Tallulah writes, quote, I have a lot to say on this, especially how to move through an ex-step-parent. And when another user asked if she was specifically talking about Demi and Ashton, she confirmed, writing, quote, this maybe should have been a private message. LOL, but yes, I have personal experience with this. Before adding, quote, also no one needs to be a bad guy for a situation to be healed. There's room for everyone.
That's good.
Tallulah and her sisters, Rumor and Scout, were teens when Demi began her highly publicized relationship with Ashton, who was 15.
I love cougars.
Years her junior, 3 years after ending her marriage with Bruce.
All right, there's that. 856-49 Happy. That's got to be pretty cool for, what do you call it? For Bruce Willis. Or not, more for Ashton Kutcher. It's got to be cool to be Eskimo Brothers with him.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? All right, I hear.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
Spotted together again, Jessica Simpson and Eric Johnson, less than 3 weeks after she dropped that music video seemingly accusing him of cheating.
All right. So I can't play any of this because of copyright. Let me skip over here.
Photos, the estranged pair was glum, spaced apart, and hiding behind sunglasses.
Yeah, that's kind of the paparazzi move.
Mm-hmm.
Eric is to underdress and wear shades.
His parents were also on hand. So why'd the two reunite publicly for the first time in 10 months? A source tells ET this was a family spring break vacation in San Diego so their three kids could hang with their grandparents.
That's good.
Quote, they are prioritizing the kids and putting them first.
I believe in myself enough to know my worth.
And 19 years after Claire Danes and Billy Crudup broke up, they were spotted back together sharing PDA. Going in to hug her ex at last night's NYU Tisch School Gala. The two dated for nearly...
I thought it was gala, but whatever.
4 years after he left his then-pregnant girlfriend, Mary Louise Parker...
That was a scumbag move.
The 24-year-old. Of course...
Yeah, you know that didn't work out. Huh?
So both are married to others now. She's been with Hugh Dancy for 15 years.
Oh, so it did work.
Billy and Mary Louise co-parent their now grown son, and last year he tied the knot with Naomi Watts.
Whatever. 856-49 Hoppy. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. You know what I mean? Get your marijuana ready. Coming up next is the Daily Smoke Up. We got Hoppy's Hoops, and we're going to talk about Michelle Obama, Machine Gun Kelly. We're going to get to Tampa Bay news and much more. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you live in the U.S. or the U.K. As long as you're listening, that is all that matters. We will be right back on Hoppy Hour after this, and we'll keep this party going. Do not touch that radio dial or that streaming device after searching HOPPE Radio. However the hell you're listening, we'll be right back. Hang on.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going out.
outside, all I smell is poop.
Killing us, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Yo, yo, it's boogie time, so come on, let's swing it, all right?
I be the show, make a room, shake it, shaking it down. I be the nigga with a high profile. Everybody come on, we be the shakers with a crazy style. Showing everybody how to enjoy a crazy wild. One time rocking to the side, jailing women everywhere. I be the big guy, swinging the hot spot, super jigger.
Baby, baby, come on, you better rock with me. I be the hot shot, player from nowhere, but you my nigga, making everybody scream, making everybody dance. I'm the king of the swing.
And we be rocking the deck, cause we the place, stopping top 10, shocking the world.
Cause we the flow, shook his beat, make his rockin' the city.
Sugar dime, jungle fever, game tight. Boogie nights, moving in for the kill. We be the one in the mail.
We be the top days, bomb days, raving the world.
Cause we're the sugar from the top, non-stop hip hop.
We be the hot tip, shaking everybody with a top shit. Bomb it, stable rocks, just put it down.
Picture me on the dance floor, boogie, everybody dance. I be the dance, keep surprising everybody with a jab. And every time I do my thing, you gotta swing it with me.
We're taking over your mind, cause we're the niggas with a baseline. Shaking it high, just be the place, I'll entire the ball.
With Jewels.
Swing it, baby.
The hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. But this following segment has been brought to you by DZ Beezy Honey at DZBZHoney.com. The best Delta 8 CBD honey around comes in the form of a lollipop, like the lollipop, the rapper. A honey stick or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBZHoney.com and at checkout, use promo code HOPPY, H-O-P-P-E, to save 20%. This has been brought to you by Fortify.com, the best pre- and post-workout around. At checkout, use promo code Ryan20 to save 20%. This is being brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop, at RichKBarber.com, 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard. You got to sign up at RichKBarber.com, and when you do, you'll save $10. This is being brought to you by WestChasePrinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. On the invoice, tell them I sent you. This has been brought to you by CounselingOnCall.net. If you are in Florida or Maryland and you need help with your mental health, go to CounselingOnCall.net and tell them I sent you. And finally, this has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kid classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need, I'll go there. All right, we're going to come back on Happy Hour. And keep this party going after this.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Door is closing.
This is Frank Kramer from the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS in Los Angeles, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. You see what he did there? Hoppy Hour. I love that guy.
There is no nepotism here. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show. Other stations are tuned in too.
Ryan's tall like the sky.
Oh, I am.
6'9", he's fly.
Whatever.
From Chicago to the Bay.
Uh-huh.
In St. Pete, you'll stay.
I got it. That's where I live.
Talk of love and fame.
Mm-hmm.
Dating life's his game.
It's a weird game.
News on stars he spills. With laughter filled.
Oh, what's going on?
Happy hour, all you need. Rich and Ely, take a seat.
Yeah.
Ryan's got the groove. Happy hour makes you move.
Oh, what's going on? What up? This is Luna. If you're on the work side or Pete the Shop or wherever you're listening, just blur my show for a second because it's just my cat. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Yeah. 856-49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Shut up.
Happy Hot Topic.
Because I decided it wouldn't be a favor to them. You know, it's not a dynasty.
Bill Gates discloses how much money he'll leave his kids.
Let's see.
The Microsoft co-founder who shares kids Jennifer, Rory, and Phoebe with ex-wife Melinda French Gates.
Yeah, she despises him.
Explains why his next of kin will only inherit a small fraction of his massive fortune as he...
I don't like these rich people that don't leave a lot of money. I mean, I don't know. Life's short, and like, you had it easy, and the boomers ruin everything and then just die with the money. Like the scumbags that they are.
Reflects on how wealthy families pass down their assets. He says on the March 29th episode of the Figuring Out with Rush Money podcast.
Well, I think, you know, everybody gets to decide on that. You know, in my case, you know.
You went to Pedophile Island. The least you can do is give your kids money.
You know, my kids got a great upbringing and education, but, you know.
What about the future that you boomers ruined?
Less than 1% of the total wealth.
While that fraction would still represent a significant windfall, Bill's net worth is estimated at $108 billion as of 2025. According to Forbes, meaning 1% would be over $1 billion. This
it's not bad.
69-year-old then shares his reasoning for that.
Because I decided it wouldn't be a favor to them. You know, it's not a dynasty. You know, I'm not asking them to run Microsoft. I want to give them a chance.
I'm not asking them to be pedophiles.
To have their own earnings and success, you know, be significant and not overshadowed by the incredible luck and good fortune I had.
Whatever. 856-49-HOPPY. And then there's this emotional mess. I can relate.
Machine Gun Kelly shares new dad pics after welcoming baby with Megan Fox. The musician, whose real name is Colson Baker, shares new...
I love that. It's Machine Gun Kelly at night, but during the day, Colson Baker.
Snapshots of his life since welcoming a baby girl with his ex, Megan Fox, who he split with in December following a two-year engagement. In one photo posted to his Instagram April 8th, MGK wore camo pants, a white tee, and a red hat.
He's so edgy.
Giving a piggyback ride to his 15-year-old daughter, Cassie, who he shares with ex, Emma Cannon. And the teenager was the one to capture the adorable moment, flashing a peace sign in the mirror as she took a selfie of the pair. Captioning the series of pics, MGK simply wrote, "Dad, absent from the carousel, the father of two's youngest daughter, who made..."
Yeah, he's keeping that private.
"Megan gave birth to on March 27th, and whose name has not yet been revealed."
All right. That's cool. Not really. Don't care. Let's see here.
Weather's wild. It's a guessing game. Volume, dial it right. Hoppy's voice, that's the highlight.
Got it.
Tampa Bay news with a twist so bold, like Floridian sunshine dipped in gold. Ryan Hoppy's got the scoop with flair.
I do.
Gators on golf courses, you better beware.
I do.
From Busch Gardens to that crazy traffic maze, every story's got that Florida glaze. Tampa Bay tales hot on the air.
Woo-hoo.
Crazy headlines we can't help but share.
I got it.
No, we're too wild, it's never stale.
Whatever.
Hoppy drops the mic and sets sail.
All right, it's time for Tampa Bay News. And I try to pick news that, like, if someone's listening in Cleveland, they would want to hear. And then we have this.
Less than a week after we first showed you home security video of a peeping Tom suspect in South Tampa, there's been an arrest.
Yeah, if you're a peeping Tom, you're a loser. In his mugshot, he looks like one.
...year-old man went before a judge for the first time today, charged with voyeurism in the case. Fox 13's Ariel Placencia joins us live from the Tampa Police Department.
I used to have a little crack in my backyard. Like, okay, so what I'm saying is in my bedroom, I had the blinds, and there was one little crack that looked over my backyard. That's what I'm trying to say. And I used to put things in front of that little crack because I was so afraid of a peeping Tom.
Ariel, what can you tell us about the suspect?
Well, Linda, Casey Pelage works as a pressure washer, his defense team told.
Of course he does, but he listens to Mike Kelta in the morning.
The court today, and based on jail records, he reportedly lives in the same neighborhood, not far from the home he's accused of peeping into, and also not far from where he was arrested this week.
Like, he's in our yard, and we've clearly seen him.
Emma had
just... Yeah, he's making it so obvious.
...just put up new security cameras at her home near Lois Avenue and San Miguel Street in South Tampa. And it didn't take long for them to catch what she'd been suspecting for a while.
I'm very glad we caught him on camera, because it also, like, we were just kind of scared.
Oh, she's a cutie.
Scared of, like...
I can see why he did it. I'm not defending it, but...
Things we were seeing, but there was no, like, evidence. And as we finally got evidence and proof and, like... You can see who it is.
Emma shared these videos taken the last weekend in March with the Tampa Police Department.
We had vigilant community members who saw the video that was shared by the media, and we received tips.
Those tips led detectives to Casey Pelage as a potential suspect. Mm. And on Sunday, the 37-year-old was seen loitering near a construction site near Henderson Boulevard, not far from Emma's home.
When they went to interrogate him, he took off running, and then he refused to give his identification, so he was charged with that.
And while Pelage was in jail, investigators said they were able to match him to the man in Emma's video.
Age 53, Casey Pelage.
Now charged with loitering or prowling, and also voyeurism, Pelage appeared in court for the first time Tuesday, where the state asked for a higher than normal bond due to
what seems to be a pattern of behavior that this defendant has exhibited with the victim.
The judge considered the defendant's past and present behavior, and ultimately decided to set a higher bond at $6,000. Here's Pelage's defense attorney.
Mr. Pelage has lived in Hillsborough County for 20 years. He resides, his mother and father reside in Hernando County. He's currently in...
He just looks like a bad dude, which sometimes I'll see that out and about in Tampa. And a lot of times those are the people that recognize me. Mm-hmm. Get away from me.
Employed as a working pressure washer, making $1,000 a month.
So there's that. 856-49-HOPPY. Oh, I can't stand the royal family. They think they're better than us. Think they're smarter than us. But they poop in the morning. And they're going to die someday. That's my big thing. We're all humans. We all poop in the morning and we're all going to die. I wonder if they're ever going to figure out how to make a human live forever. But I play this royal music. Because Prince Harry's in a little bit of trouble. Oh, geez. Let me see here. I should probably unmute the video, you know?
Morning, Harry! Are you gonna visit your dad, Harry?
New video.
Yeah, he ain't responded to the paparazzi anymore.
Prince Harry flashes a confident smile and a subtle peace sign as he arrives to court at 9:30 a.m. in a Range Rover.
We're getting used to seeing Prince Harry back here in Britain.
I love this Katie Nicholl, royal expert. She's a freaking cougar cutie.
But only, it seems, for court cases.
The board is very much in their court.
The Duke, who is fifth in line to the throne, says he, Meghan, Archie, and Lilibet are at risk from extremists and want taxpayers to foot the bill for security.
Safety first. Worst case scenario, we're going from one garage to another.
Harry's protection was downgraded when he stepped down as a working member of the royal family back in 2020.
So how much would Harry's security cost? Well, the royals don't discuss it, but for comparison, the Colombian government reportedly paid almost $2 million for Harry and Meghan's protection during their four-day visit. As for a royal reunion while Harry's in London?
Probably not.
I look forward to having a relationship with my father.
Are you going to speak to your dad?
Yeah, not happening.
You're an idiot. You chose a woman over your family. And yeah, your family's very flawed, but you're a loser.
Harry landed just hours before King Charles and Camilla left for Italy for a four-day trip, which...
Camilla's one of the original side chicks.
...included this visit to Rome's Colosseum.
Side chicks are always uglier than the wife.
I think it gives us some insight into the very strained relationship between Charles and Harry, and it's in fact the second time that Harry's come to Britain and not seen his father.
That's not good.
Back in Montecito, Meghan's also making news.
Making it about her.
No, I'm Sussex now.
The Duchess debuted her new podcast today, Confessions of a Female Founder.
Are you going to actually do episodes this time? Because you guys had the, what was that? what was the name of that podcast? Atwell Audio, Royal Family. And they did like one episode and were paid like $50 million.
And revealed her experience with postpartum preeclampsia, which can cause a dangerous type of high blood pressure.
It's so rare.
It's so scary. And you're still trying to juggle all of these things. And the world doesn't know what's happening quietly and in the...
No one cares.
Quiet, you're still trying to show up for people. But those things are huge medical scares.
All right, so there's that. I wish her whatever, you know. I guess I wish her the best. I don't really care.
It's all.
That was so sweet and beautiful. Very, very emotional.
Kelly Clarkson tearing up after sharing her talk show stage with Sterling K. Brown, who shared the story behind his name.
Well, so I went by my middle name. I went by Kelby until I was 16 years old.
Okay. Right?
My dad's name is Sterling Brown Jr.
Okay.
My grandfather, Sterling Brown Sr. I'm Sterling Kelby Brown.
You wanted identity. You wanted
I wanted my own name. And it felt like Sterling was like an old man's name.
But after his father's death, when he was just 45 and Sterling only 10, something changed.
Because he passed away when I was 10, by the time I turned 16 and I hadn't heard his name for five and a half years, I was like, I kind of just want to hear that name again. So I asked people to call me Sterling.
Okay. Okay.
It's all.
That was so sweet and beautiful.
I mean, I know you're a crier, so like I can already see it coming, but...
This isn't the first time the star, who has two sons of his own, Andrew and Amare, has opened up about his late father.
I think the whole dynamic of fathers and sons is one that resonates with me and is resonating really strong right now.
That's good. All right, so there's that. 856-49-HOPPY. What's going on here?
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Madonna and Elton John have put their decades-long feud behind them.
Two egomaniac queens.
On Monday, April 7th, the global pop star shared a picture on Instagram of herself with the iconic Rocketman singer backstage at Saturday Night Live as she revealed that they have, quote, finally buried the hatchet.
I would have called him the Benny and the Jets singer. I love that song.
I remembered when I was in high school, I snuck out of the house one night to see Elton perform live in Detroit. It was an unforgettable performance that helped me understand the transformative power of music, the queen of pop began. She continued. Seeing him perform when I was in high school changed the course of my life. I had always felt like an outsider growing up, and watching him on stage helped me to understand that it was okay to be different, to stand out, to take the road less traveled by. In fact, it was essential. Over the decades, it hurt me to know that someone I admired so much shared his dislike of me publicly as an artist.
Yeah, Elton John's a good singer, but he's a very flawed man.
I didn't understand it. I was told Elton John was the musical guest on SNL, and I decided to go. The 66-year-old then shared that she decided to go backstage to confront him, but instead received an unexpected reaction.
Yeah, it's a hug.
When I met him, the first thing out of his mouth was, "Forgive me," and the wall between us fell down. Forgiveness is a powerful tool. Within minutes, we were hugging. Then he told me he had written a song for me and he wanted to collaborate. It was like everything came full circle.
All right, that's good. I'm glad we're getting along. Life's too short, or whatever they say.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Michelle Obama is breaking her silence about Barack Obama divorce rumor. The former First Lady of the United States, who has been married to Barack Obama for 32 years, is
that was a long time, and I'm sure that they've hooked up with other people.
Commenting on recent divorce rumors.
She seems like the queen of dry spells.
While speaking about decisions that she has made for herself since leaving the White House in 2017. Michelle says on the April 9th episode of the Work in Progress with Sophia Bush podcast, quote, "The interesting thing is that when I say no, for the most part, people are like, I get it and I'm okay. That's the thing that we as women, I think, we struggle with disappointing people. I mean, so much so that this year people were, they couldn't even fathom that I was making a choice for myself, that they had to assume that my husband and I are divorcing." The 61-year-old continues, quote,
"She does look good for 61.
This couldn't be a grown woman just making a set of decisions for herself, right? But that's what society does to us. We start actually finally going, what am I doing?
Yeah, you know, she's just a walking midlife crisis, or now it'd be end of life crisis.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
and happyradio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
All money is good money. It's good money. I take it all. That's what it is.
You can find on the grind, in the kitchen, probably breaking down high, in the bag, where we at, at the trap, probably gonna be sad, You can find, on the grind, in the kitchen, probably breaking down high, in the bag, where we at, at the trap, probably gonna be sad, pounds on the back seat, swerving down the back street.
Right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. But what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afuera Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Oh, you're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Door is closing.
Now, something completely different.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hey, what's up? I'm Woody. That's Greg Gorey.
What's up?
Menace.
Hi.
Gina Grad.
Hey.
Seabass. There's Sammy.
Hello.
We are The Woody Show. And you are listening to Hoppy Hour.
Yeah.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, I'm Scott Burrell, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour with my boy Ryan Hoppy.
You bring the coffee, I'll bring the chaos. This is Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour.
Hey, that rhymed.
The Hour.
I let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
is the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, sure.
Ryan's here with the latest spiel.
I got it.
Sex and stars and love so real. Happy hour hits with a funky feel. Mm-hmm. Date nights crashing like a scene at dawn. It's the gossip train that you're riding on.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan's got the scoop.
You can ride my train.
Morn on this throwback ride, uh-huh. We all belong. Happy, 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 it's the hour we crave. Ryan's got the juice.
856
wave turn
49 happy. It's 856-494-6773. I just had a business call about some syndication opportunities for Happy Hour. And it was like I went from yelling about celebrity news because I had to take a break with this show to being like focused in a Zoom call. Because it's weird when you see yourself on Zoom. I feel like when you see yourself on Zoom, that's the perfect way to see what you actually look like. Because we have filters all the time and things that make us look different. But like either a driver's license or that type of picture being on Zoom are the two things where you go, wow, that's what I actually look like.
Ryan Hoppy on the mic,
woo-hoo.
Breaking down the scenes. NBA drama, living out the dreams. Ex-wives wild at the store.
Crazy ex-wives.
Dropping knowledge bombs all in on the scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Hoppy swoops, man, he knows it all.
Oh, sure.
From scandals to the court, rise and fall. Tune in, now you'll have a ball. Hoppy hour got that shock and awe. MJ to Kobe, legends in the game. Shaq's big presence, true Hall of Fame. Hoppy spills the tea, ain't playing tame. Behind the curtain, nothing left the same. Hoppy's loose, man, he knows it all. Scandals to the court, rise and fall. Tune in, now you'll have a ball. Hoppy hour got that shock and awe. Crazy exes, wild and scandalous, lead full of stories.
All right.
Nothing fabulous.
Got so much business Ryan stuff going on, it's crazy. And I'm not trying to brag. Like, go look at me. I'm just like, Jesus, like, emails.
Happy Hot Topic!
Probably shouldn't do that during the middle of the show. My ADHD. All right, here is Sham talking about the Denver Nuggets firing their coach.
Here to help us understand what went into this decision here. Shams, why did the Nuggets fire Michael Malone now?
Malika, the way the season was going, four straight losses in a row, and just what has gone on the last couple of years with what's been described to me as a cold war between Michael Malone and Calvin Booth, the Nuggets believed that something needed to change now. They were likely going to dismiss one or the other come the offseason. So Josh Kroenke and the Nuggets decided to just get it over with now, seeing how the team is performing. But listen, everyone was shocked by the timing of this. That includes Michael Malone, Calvin Booth themselves,
It's like right before the playoffs. It's freaking weird.
Missile. He decided to flip the culture. Didn't want to wait. He wanted to inject some life into this team going into the playoffs because this is a team that, like you said, has struggled a little bit the second half of the year. They've dropped in defensive rating. But Michael Malone, this is stunning for him because he's the winningest coach in Denver Nuggets franchise history. He just led them to a championship in 2023. This is tied for the latest coaching change ever made, and it's one that probably would have happened in 2023, Malika, if he had not won the championship just based on circumstances with him and Calvin Booth. But now that he's fired after 10 years, it's certainly stunning for the Nuggets, something that this...
I don't know why they did it right before the playoffs. A dumb move.
This roster is now going to have to deal with and recover from.
Yeah.
All right, so there's that. Here is something with J. Redick.
Luka Doncic picked up his second technical foul with about 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter for talking to a fan, but the ref obviously thought he was talking to him, and here's what JJ Redick had to say about it.
JJ, you're up one when the Luka ejection happens. Did you get an explanation for why you
saw the ejection? So dramatic with the freaking microphone. Talk!
Yep. Apparently he said something to a fan. That's all I could gather.
You're a freaking douche.
How do you measure that? I mean, clearly the game kind of flips from that point on as a factor, and how do you just kind of square that with the rest of the game and how it went?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough.
Tough.
Played so well defensively in that third quarter. Then we didn't get off to a great start on that end to start the fourth. And then just trying to manage on the front end of a back-to-back.
Oh, yeah.
Games that we need to win. You know, everybody's minutes, and, you know,
JJ does that thing that Justin Baldoni does where he does this.
Everybody's...
Rover did that too. 856-49 Hoppy.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Edwards agrees to give Aisha Howard full custody of daughter. Oh, that's good. Yeah, you probably shouldn't have knocked her up, bud.
Mm-hmm.
Now that kid's going to grow up hating men. Fans blast LeBron James Barbie doll in confusing collaboration. Quote, men weaker by the day. Honestly, I mean, it's the truth. Men like me don't know how to change our tires, so I guess it is true. You know what I mean? But also, who cares? You're going to die someday. The headline from the Daily Mail says, married NFL man caught looking at a girl. And I was like, what? I clicked on it. It's nothing more and nothing less than John Gruden just being John Gruden. You know how John Gruden was John Gruden? Not by being racist. Not this time. No, he liked a girl's Instagram reel of her on the treadmill with a big butt. I mean, we all know people in the NFL cheat all the time. We are men and we got urges. Whatever. So there's that. That was the riveting news from Daily Mail. The hell are you doing? Oh, the Daily Mail. So riveting. Nobody cares. But then again, I talked about it, so maybe I'm a part of the problem.
It's time for Weed News on Hoppy Hour.
Marijuana. 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 Marijuana.
Yeah.
Turn it down, catch Hoppy on the airwaves. Talking blunts, joints, and all the smoky pathways. Roll the papers tight, blaze them up, elevate. Mornings with the green, starts the day with heavyweight. Welcome to the Hoppy.
Alright. It's time for the Daily Smoke. I've already drank 25 milligrams of this Scofflaw THC infused beverage you can get from Chillerum. Freaking great. Alright. Time for the Daily Smoke Up. So grab your blunt, your bowl, whatever's near you, and smoke it up. It feels really freaking good.
Need for the skies.
Maryland bill to shield records for pardon marijuana offenses from public access heads to governor's desk. Yeah, that doesn't need to be out there. People need to get over weed. We're going to be dead someday. If someone wants to get high, whatever.
The laughter's growing
mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. Beat ejects to FM, shout outs hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Like clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. I'm coming to an end like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.